Dermatol.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What's the buzz in your backyard? Are your neighbors still talking about Bin Laden? Or have we all moved on to other things? I'll tell you what we have not moved away from yet, and that's Afghanistan. I don't get it. I think that has to happen sooner rather than later. Why are we continuing to invest so much of our resources, and specifically the human ones that I care about the most? But okay, let's say the human toll that this Afghanistan conflict, now the longest war, has been, plus the monetary aspect of it, and ultimately where's the end game? It's interesting because military people, and I come from a family of many people who have served, want to know the game plan. It's about following the orders, executing, ba-boom, 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 getting from A to B. And it has to be frustrating to be deployed again and deployed again and deployed again. And so many do it with so much ease in a way, the way they embrace it, because they truly are warriors. I've met many people who do not wince, do not complain, don't, none of that. But to be sure, there are some that want to know what the game plan is. And certainly the rest of us do. You may know people who are serving. You might know a couple down the street where he's gone off a few times to be deployed for a very long time. Somebody in your church, somebody where your kids go to school, a group of people where your kids go to school. Because certainly we have invested a lot of lives into what's happening in Afghanistan. And wasn't the whole point, part of it was the Bin Laden deal. And speaking of Bin Laden, the big conversation is over the diary. A diary that I don't know that we'll ever see. There's going to be a movie, trust me, it's probably going to be several movies about Bin Laden. And stories that surround the whole Bin Laden thing. You'll see that start to come out, I think, a little bit more in the next year or two. But the diary of Bin Laden, of all the things that was part of the stash that the SEALs walked away with, they walked away with a meticulous diary, handwritten diary. And one of the interesting things to come out of what's been revealed from it, from this private journal, is the targets. Smaller cities. So Ottumwa, Iowa, you think you're safe. You're not in New York. You're not in L.A. You're not in Chicago. Ooh, couldn't possibly happen here. Well, that was one of the things that he was suggesting. Not Ottumwa, Iowa, but smaller areas. Go after trains and planes, which everybody thought that. Kill as many Americans as possible. Again, I think most of us assumed that at least. So being out of the public eye, how much influence did he have with Al-Qaeda? Did he really have a large sway over the people who called themselves Al-Qaeda members? I mean, a massive collection besides that handwritten journal of computer files that they've been pouring through, and all kinds of plots that have been listed. So what's interesting, just like I've said on this show many, many times, having been in New York when that all happened, you know, weeks and weeks and years after that happened, I just always assume, well, another attack, it may be another city in the United States, but where's the focus going to be? It's going to be in New York still. And the government's thinking about Bin Laden is that he was just this inspirational figurehead who, in hiding, was not really part of the operational control of the organization that he really founded and made flourish, sadly. But I think all the stuff they found points to the fact that he did have at least some sway, maybe not in the last year or so, but that he still had some sway over what was happening. Was he behind what happened on Christmas Day 2009? There's no direct evidence of that. And in the writings, he said, don't limit it to New York City. He said that a couple of different times. How about this? Consider, I always figured L.A. was definitely on the list. Consider other areas like Los Angeles. Spread out the targets. And telling in his writings that he must have told people that he was collecting for Al-Qaeda, his group, telling that only a huge body count of thousands of people would shift our policy, would shift U.S. policy. You got to be glad this guy's dead. No matter whether or not you're a conspiracy enterpriser or you have some thoughts on maybe he shouldn't have been shot and why wasn't there a trial and why wasn't he ultimately tried and then executed or whatever. This is a good thing, no matter what. This is a good thing that bin Laden is gone, because I think there are other things that might have been near misses. And all of that may or may not come out. I mean, this is some information, but we're just going to get little bits and pieces, I think. And we all have, in this business, we all have at least one source, they say. So it depends on how much info any of us can get out of those sources. You know, the Washington Post, they seem to have a few people on the inside. And a lot of times they'll get the things like this will drop into their lap, let's just say. And maybe some specific targets will be, they'll tell us what some of the specific targets might have been. But I would be interested in seeing that diary. And that was a question a lot of people talked about during the day. As I said, what's the buzz in your backyard? So when you were driving around, when you were listening to the station that you may be listening to me on right now, you probably heard conversation about that. You probably heard little snippets about the bin Laden diary. And were you curious? Would you want to know more about what was in that diary? I mean, let's put it this way. If they packaged this up, I'm not kidding you. If the government packaged up the diary, which of course won't happen, but play the game with me for a second. If they packaged up the diary and sold it, I think they'd have a lot of takers. They could put it toward the deficit. I don't think it would end the entire deficit. But if we're trying to figure out ways to get more money to solve the deficit problem, this could be one. Sell the Diary of Bin Laden. How many people do you think would pick up that book? How many people would want to read that? Would you pay, you know, $16, $17 to read the Diary of Bin Laden? We're going to talk about that later this hour. Coming up next, we're hoping to catch up with Harry Rinker, the guru of all things collectible.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Number 800-259-5791. Would you pay money to read the diary of Bin Laden, the authorized, well, I guess it'd be unauthorized version of Bin Laden's diary? Would you want to see what's in it? I think curiosity factor would be really high, and people would want to read the book, and they would pay. $16, $17, whatever it is, might be more. I don't know how big the diary is to read it. So instead of putting up government lemonade stands to make up for the deficit, they could sell the diary and take a little bit of a chunk out of it that way. I'm just taking a shot at it. I would want to read what's in the diary. I would want it. I would, but I don't. I don't think, at least right now, it's going to be released in its full scope. We'll get little bits and pieces of it. We had Dawn Fire who said, "I don't want to know what went on his sick mind. I'd rather see the photo." Because another thing that I brought up is, we had a couple of people on the Hill who got to see the photo. They were upset that they didn't have that option, so they were shown the photo. Some in Congress complaining they wanted to see it. And, you know, if you had the choice, would it be the photo or would it be the diary? And we don't have the choice. As Americans, we don't have the choice because we're not going to see either of these, really. We'll get little bits of morsels of the diary, I think, because some of this is going to get leaked out, and all of us are going to, anybody in the media, I think, is going to try to, not squeeze sources, but try to get sources to who have seen it to give up a little details anyway, and maybe some of the stuff will come out. I don't think the full thing comes out, but I think there'd be people curious to know what the targets were. And it's natural to say, if you're someplace off the grid, or if you're someplace just in a smaller area thinking, boy, that's, you know, where those targets are, those tunnels, those bridges. And thank goodness we're living down here with in a small town with a population of 20,000. Because why would you ever strike there? Anyway, we're going to continue that conversation. That's part of the menu here for This Hour in America tonight. But in the meantime, each and 2 weeks out of the month, Harry Rinker, the guru of all things collectible, joins us to talk about things that you collect. And don't be shy. I gave out my phone number. You can ring it up if you collect anything like diaries of other famous people. Call 800-259-5791. Hey, Harry, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, we were just talking about this whole diary of Bin Laden, and would people buy the diary? And I'm curious. I mean, diaries have been auctioned. Famous people's diaries have been auctioned off in certainly over time, and some of them have gotten some pretty good money. People want to know other people's thoughts. Like, remember Anne Frank? Of course, that was all turned into books and stuff, but that was a big deal.
Well, absolutely, Kate. When you deal with autograph material, in addition to the autograph, it's always about content. It's one thing if you rush up to a president or somebody with a napkin and have them sign it because he's at an event that you're at. It's another thing if he sits down and handwrites a letter and then signs it. But if that letter is about, oh, well, you know, the sun came up, the sun went down, and so forth, why, that's one price. But if something is saying, well, I was in a meeting with so-and-so, and I said so-and-so, and then he said this back to me, and based on that, I did this, the value between the two letters can be 3 to 4 or 5 times the value. So we always talk about content. I mean, you know, you talk about interesting things in letters. In my field, strangely enough, things associated with Enola Gay. Now, you know, that was the plane that carried the bombs.
Yeah.
Well, my guess is if they ever identify the names of these lads that went on this mission, all of a sudden, a picture of those guys, all signed by those guys, or some of their letters and so forth, are just going to skyrocket through the roof, actually. In fact, that's very interesting. I mean, you haven't seen a picture of them. You don't see any of this type of stuff. You wonder almost what kind of souvenir stuff is around out there for this mission.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think.
I mean, it's not like the. I mean, even when they went to the moon and landed on the moon, some of the key senators got space dust and whatever. I wonder if they're going to cut up part of the robe and they'll get a piece of the cloth, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. No kidding. What seem to be the hottest things right now? What are people drawn to?
Well, you know, again, we mentioned this the last time I was on the air. The Civil War is doing very well. You know, we started the anniversary now. And I think I'm old enough to have been around for the 100th anniversary celebration of the Civil War. But for the next 4 years, we're going to be celebrating the anniversaries of the 150th anniversary of the Civil War battle. So that's drawn a lot of attention. There's just been astonishing news, about illustrator art and comic book art. Heritage Galleries down in Texas, which is kind of one of the leaders in all of this, a piece of 1983, The Dark Knight Batman art. I mean, we're not talking 1883 or 1933, but 1983, a page from that sold for, it was $123,000, but probably the most astonishing news is the illustrator art, the pinup art and so forth, they just sold an Elfgren. He Moran and some of the others did a lot of the pinup art. One of the original pieces of art on canvas sold for, was it $440,000 plus the other day. Well, it just seems to be, there's money afoot out there again, and people are approaching this stuff as investments. And for those of us that have been around long enough, we always get very leery, very concerned about that type of thing. But having said that, it's kind of like gold right now. It doesn't seem to be any end to it. And the guys are buying this stuff. Now, it'll take another 2 to 3 years that some of the people that bought as investment will be sending it back to the market, and we'll see. But, wow. Well, the other thing, too, is with the price of gold and silver, coins are through the roof, too. I mean, boy, the coin market has just – it's just been a renaissance for that.
Absolutely. My father – that's been a long-time business of his, and it's just a roller coaster ride. It's up and down. You know, he says sometimes you have extra money in your pocket and sometimes
well, right
you don't
now,
have
it. Right now you have gold coins. There's nothing but up going on right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, let's tell everybody how they can send something to you if
well,
they
you
want
know,
to get a look at it.
You know, I do get up. Thanks to gentle reminders here about actually I confess to have woken up, put my hand over and turned the alarm back to sleep. But our good friend Donovan got me awake there. But no, the reason I get up this is to really talk with your American Night listeners about the stuff they have around the house, the antiques, the collectibles, the family heirlooms, and so forth. And we do have a feature. We call it the American Night mailbag. And what we do is we invite your American Night listeners to email me their questions about their antiques, collectibles, and stuff. And that email address is very simple. It's Harry Elrinker, H-A-R-R-Y-L-R-I-N-K-E-R, Harry Elrinker at AOL.com. Now, when you email, please start your email. I listen to America Tonight and give us the name of the station on which you're listening. That's very important. And then when I come back on, if whatever emails I get, I'll answer them on the air. Now, I won't do personal answers, but I will answer them on the air. So 2 weeks later or whatever, I'm on the second and fourth Thursday morning, as Kate mentions. We'll talk about that one on the air.
Excellent. So we'll see you again in 2 weeks. Harry Rinker, thanks as always for stopping by. Get some sleep, and we'll talk to you next time around.
Hey, listen, go Phillies. Better than the Yankees. I may have to root for them this year. I don't know.
Woohoo! Go Phillies. Oh, yeah. I'm all about the Phillies. 21-plus wins. I think they're up to 22 wins. Oh, I love it.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust wild food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And wild food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, wild food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do things to your collarbone bone. I like to reggae, but you dance fast for me.
Coming up, odds and ends. Right now, though, we're talking about the buzz in your backyard still has Bin Laden. So I've checked with a lot of people, and hey, everybody's going about doing their normal thing, but the Bin Laden curiosity, the flag waving, the doubters, the, you know, there's all different faces on this thing, are talking about it still. Still talking about Bin Laden. And especially because new things are dropping from it. Like the diary now and some bits and pieces that, according to the diary, there were smaller targets that Bin Laden was encouraging. And, yes, still to get a lot of people and still to go after some of the big cities, but smaller targets were desirable. Of course they were, because it was about kill as many people as you can, the infidels. And eventually, not for a long time, though, there will always be a buzz about Bin Laden because we're going to see, I think, movies that are going to be produced and some other things as a result of the killing of Bin Laden. But that's why I said the reality show is get out of Afghanistan, because now the Bin Laden factor isn't there. You might disagree. You might have a different twist on the diary. I said if the diary was published, I think people would snap it up. They might not admit it, but I think they'd snap it up, and then we could throw that money toward the deficit. 800-259-5791. And in throwing that out, I actually have had a couple of people who have said, some listeners of the show that jumped on Facebook, you can, of course, sign up for Facebook, and had a couple of them say, I said, if it was turned into a book, would you buy The Diary of Bin Laden? I had Scott, who flat out said no, and I had Jeff, who said not if the money went to support terrorists. And, yeah, it wouldn't go to support terrorists. I was saying if you had a twist where it was going back into the government coffers, I don't think we'll see it. Just some of the morsels will come out. Rick in Illinois, how are you?
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm getting static.
You are? Not my phone.
must be trying to tap into my phone.
Yeah, they're tapping this conversation.
The Navy SEALs are listening in.
There you go.
I see Obama's ratings are 60% again. So.
Yeah, I talked about that. Somebody asked me in an email if I thought he was beatable, and when you start to get those high numbers, that's tough. And the Bin Laden factor, they'll play it up as you get closer to the election, and it's tough to knock off an incumbent president anyway, unless you'd have to have bread. If you have bread lines, then he's gone.
Yeah. I was watching those Republican candidates all the weekend, and man, that's a sorry bunch of group there. I think I could beat them running for president.
Part of the problem is there isn't that one person. There isn't that one person that everybody's talking about that is leading the pack. And you said it. You described it as a sorry bunch, but. I mean, they're not all a sorry bunch. It's just that it's such a spread out, diversified bunch that who among them could be elected? I don't think Gingrich, he announced, and he's wanted to do this for a very long time. He did it through Twitter, but I don't think Gingrich is the guy at all. Mitt Romney gets talked about a bunch, but last time around he was knocked out. Mike Huckabee gets talked about, but he had a couple of hot spots where he creamed everybody else, and then he fell off. A lot of people didn't expect John McCain, who was running out of money, to ultimately be the candidate, if you remember, back in 2008. So once again, the Republicans are kind of all over the board. Unless somebody really incredibly dynamic that catches fire, has an interesting, not an interesting tone, but strikes a chord. It really strikes a chord with enough people that you have those independents who would jump ship, because independents could go really either way, normally tending to go toward the Democrats. But I don't see it. I don't see it right now. That changes, though. That can change. Things can happen. Something can come up, or somebody comes out that you didn't expect to run. Let me throw out my number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. It's interesting, Rick, talking there about Obama's numbers at 60% approval. He's right, that came out. And also, the AP poll said that the question was asked, was the U.S. right to kill Bin Laden? And Americans say, yeah, the poll really supported the mission. And not too often, even in the small sampling, do you see that. You usually don't see that. So it's been, almost a decade long, and more Americans, 45%, that's up from 35% in March, say the country is headed in the right direction. But it was an amazing amount that say the killing was justified. We mentioned Obama's approval rating, 60%. 60% is a high number. That's up from 53% in March. 47% was the low point following the congressional midterm elections, and it was 64%, if you wanted to give you a way to compare it, back in May of 2009. All right, I think we have Lou, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Lou, how are you?
Oh, fine. How you doing, Kate? It's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Lou.
Oh,
I guess you're 28 years old, right?
Yeah, right. hey, here's what I thought. You've done a lot of Bin Laden talk tonight, mm-hmm. but I'm going to get a number where I can donate to the tornado victims down there in the South. Do you have one? Can I send in like an email on your site and give us a number where we can donate?
Yeah, you know what? I'll put a number. I've said them on the air. I've gone through the Red Cross and I've gone through a whole bunch of other organizations, but I'll do it again. I'll post it on the website.
Also, I have another thing to say. I think that United States government getting involved with Lance Armstrong is just a joke and a waste of money. They did with this with Barry Bonds.
Yeah, Barry Bonds.
Yeah, and you come out, and what's the point of it? Really, I mean, let the bike fed, the bicycler organizations do the money on that and the testing on that, but why should it be on our dime?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Good point. When you think of it, it's kind of like the government in a different way, the government going after Arizona for the immigration law that they were trying to enact. So much money is being poured down a rat hole on that one. It's ultimately going to go up to the Supreme Court. Now, at least that's an issue that is being talked about across America because it affects everybody in some way, whether you believe it or not. In the Lance Armstrong case and in the case of Barry Bonds, it doesn't affect everybody. You're right. If they doped, that's on them, and it should be the individual organizations. You know, if Major League Baseball wants to punish steroid users, then Bud Selig's Bud Light anyway. He's too much of a chicken. He piped up after everybody was already trotted out in front of Congress anyway. And in the case of Lance Armstrong, you know, here's the thing.
We shouldn't have to pay for it, Kate.
Yeah, we shouldn't have to pay for it. I agree. Absolutely. Have a good one, Lou.
Yeah,
and we will put those numbers on the site. I have given them out before, and it's interesting. He talks about the tornadoes. Now you have the tornadoes and the floods. It has just been a really rough couple of months for Americans. I always say that Mother Nature is wicked, but Mother Nature has just been downright awful, and especially in the month of April and in the beginning of May, and the flood situation is wiping out, just like the tornadoes, wiping out so many homes. And so these people have nothing to go back to. I mean, even landmarks are getting swept under by the Mississippi that has just slammed everything in its path, and they've had to blow up, so to speak, a bunch of levees and do what they can to try to save the bigger areas. But the Mississippi River flooding is, just been absolutely awful. I saw a picture today, Memphis, so many cars. I can't even say how many cars. It was like a sea of cars. It was as if you were watching a movie where a tsunami had come in, and that's what you were looking at. There were these cars that you could barely see the tops of them, and they were just floating along at a very kind of slow pace. Well, that somebody's car, certainly. And people are questioning, well, what's the scoop with the flooding? Why are we having that flooding? I don't understand. Somebody wrote me an email about that. And you're talking about the crests, and you're talking about the levees, like I said, that had to be blown up, and the spillways. So when it gets swollen like that, and these areas, they just have to brace themselves and decide what they're going to do. In Memphis, for example, it crested about 48 feet. That's 14 feet above the flood stage, less than a foot under the city's record level from 1937. Stay with us.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. fight back with Ali C.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
But I'm going to give you a couple of numbers. You know how it is with numbers, though. I think it's tough for people to remember numbers. Maybe you're better at remembering them than me. Some of them are a lot easier to remember than others, like the Salvation Army. The Salvation Army, what they've done is they're doing drinks, food, support, all that kind of stuff to any storm survivor types in Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee. And to donate to the Salvation Army, this is a pretty easy one to remember. 1-800-SAL-ARMY. 1-800-SAL-ARMY. Alabama. Oh, Alabama's just, you just can't say enough about what's happened to the people in Alabama. Just awful. 250 people killed. Tornadoes killing kids in college with so much potential, and people had been in these small towns for a long time, and young children, awful. There you can go to a couple of different, one big place is servealabama.gov. And what's good about this one is if you go to servealabama.gov, it shows you where you can volunteer. So if you can get in a truck and go down, or you're somewhere near Alabama, which has happened with a lot of people, they feel terrible. So they think, well, how much can I do? If I load up with a ton of water, I can drive around and help people who need it. Because really, that's, as we all know, when disaster strikes, you have the initial shock, then, okay, I have to deal with this, and then looking around and realizing, ooh, I don't have anything. I have nothing with me. I don't have a bank card. I don't have this. I don't have water. I don't have any of these kind of things. And that's what people need, the shelter, the water, all that sort of stuff. And of course, Americans are just the greatest. I mean, we really are. There are some great people in this country. We talk about some of these hard, heavy things that annoy us, that make us furious. But as Americans, we do really reach out in times of need and help each other. So I got to remember that. When it gets ugly and nasty, it's amazing what Americans can do to pick one another up. Okay, so the American Red Cross, I mentioned that And the American Red Cross is doing a couple of things, too, because believe it or not, even now, there are still some people trying to figure out if somebody's missing. And you think, well, this is, you know, weeks afterwards. That seems incredible, or almost, yeah, it's almost 2 full weeks after what happened in Alabama. But there are still some people that can't connect with somebody that they lost contact with. There's a thing called the American Red Cross Safe and Well. And if you go there, they've got people are putting their names on so they can find the lost and missing people. But you name it, they need it. Whether it's Red Cross, just straight up money, blood, because blood's always a big factor. That's easy to remember, too. It's 1-800-RED-CROSS, 1-800-RED-CROSS. It's going to take a long time to rebuild some of these areas, and the flooding, that's hardly through. Now, at this point, I mentioned that crazy 30s number and how far above they were the flood stage. And the high water is absolutely headed for Mississippi and Louisiana. And they're talking about opening up one spillway, and they're considering another. And you know what a spillway is. Very simple. You're diverting water into some less populated or even unpopulated areas. But some people get upset because what if you're one of those random people that live in the less populated area? It's for the greater good, but so sorry you happen to be there. In Mississippi, they are evacuating 5,000 homes. In Louisiana, where it's supposed to crest next week, 21 parishes, which is suburbs, have already had emergency declarations because they know this is what's happening. There's no mystery about this. There's crests, there's spillways, there's levees, and it's going to keep on going. And the Army Corps of Engineers have to figure out what they can do. I mean, they're exhausted. I heard they're like, you know when your body turns to rubber and you're just pushing yourself? You've hit a wall, baby. You've hit a wall. I mean, these guys have hit a wall because they're moving from point to point just chasing the water and the scenarios of what they need to do to figure out, gee, do the water level, where is it going? Should we've got these gauges that show us the water level, but should we divert it? How high is it going to get? You know, what's going to happen here? You had southwest Illinois, southeastern Missouri still flooded days after the crests. Oh, and Mississippi, like I said, was just ugly. I mean, just awful. Arkansas, all that. And they have to relieve that pressure. And then it's about the speed, too. So here's the thing. As somebody explained to me today, the levees, we know what they are, right? Of course, they guard, which we saw in Katrina what happened. They guard those areas, those low-lying areas, as much as they can. But they're never tested with the kind of pressure that's passing through the river now. In Memphis, the water was moving at 2 million cubic feet per second. So here's how it was explained to me. The example was, at that speed, the water would fill a football field deep as 44 feet. That's what the Army Corps of Engineers is saying. 44 feet? Are you kidding me? You know how fast that is? And then what happens is when the Mississippi meets another river, like the Red River meets the Mississippi River in Louisiana, that's why they're worried there. So they've got to divert it. What are they going to do? They have a channel that they have to put it in. And really, levees are just piles of dirt that are along the edge of the river. But they fail. We know they erode. They get washed over. They can certainly fail. Like I said, your great example is Hurricane Katrina. For some reason, people forget that. It wasn't about the hurricane. It wasn't. It's about the levees. The hurricane destroyed the Mississippi Gulf Coast. It was the levees that destroyed New Orleans and those wards, like the Ninth Ward, where it all came in. It was the levees not holding. So here you have other rivers, Ohio River. I mentioned the Red River and the amount that it's passing through, the farmland that's been destroyed. And it's nasty stuff in trying to decide what to do. Like, here's a good example of it. Louisiana is faced with making decisions. So you've got this Mississippi North, you've got the Morganza Spillway, which is on the Mississippi North of Baton Rouge, right? So if that spillway there, the Morganza, is opened, water would then be diverted west and south of Baton Rouge. But it would flood places like Morgan City. How many people live in Morgan City? 13,000 people. So now the Army Corps of Engineers has a lot of people upset. Because if I live near that Morganza spillway and you're trying to help other people in Baton Rouge and cities that are bigger, you're throwing water at me. I didn't have to have that water there, but you're putting it in my lap and you're destroying my home. This is what's going on. And this is what they have to decide to do. Populated areas, more populated areas versus the less populated areas, but trying to figure out what they need to do, and it's overwhelming. You know, it's interesting, thanks to Lou, I'm glad he brought it up. We were going to talk about odds and ends, but instead we ended up talking about these people and the flooding and the spillways and whatnot. I don't think I could, after everything I've seen in the last 6 years, and there's some beautiful areas, but I don't think I would want to live in a low-lying area. And certainly not where I'd have to rely on these levees. I mean, anywhere you live, of course, you could look at disastrous elements that might hit you. But a lot of those people that have chosen to do that and have been there for generations have seen some horrific things the last 5 years, without a doubt. Send me your thoughts on the show, AmericaTonight.net.